Kalim chapter 23, Mishnah 4, Hamita, a bed, Vakar, or a pillow, Vakesis, or a mattress, shall mace of a corpse. So what he's talking about over here is like a bear, you know, a corpse bear. Harae Lutzman Midras, they are susceptible to Midras impurity. And he brings that the reason is because the woman mourning the dead sometimes sat down on one of these things, sat down on the bear. But from the corpse, they would not have been, the corpse would not have made it susceptible to midrash impurity, because the corpse, it's the midrash impurity thing only applies to a living person. It doesn't apply to a corpse. So a corpse can't make something midrash impure. It will make something corpse impure, but not midrash impure. And what's the difference between the two? Always the difference to remember is that the midrash impurity, there's no touching, right? So if a person's a zav and he sits on something without touching it, so then it will become midras impure even without him touching it. But corpse impurity, that's not the case. So these things over here, because the woman might sit on it when they were doing the funeral procession or whatever, so these were susceptible to...
Sitting, not touching. You mean touching by hand?
They would sit on it. They might sit on it to rest.
So then it would carry
their weight. Right?
But how distinct from touching? You said touching.
Sitting is distinct. Yeah. Touching it in there. Okay. Kisa shel kala, a bridal chair. Umashba shel chaya, a birth stool. The kisa shel koves, a launderer's chair. A shu koirem alav, that on which the launderer presses clothes. Yes, akalim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi says, ein ben mishum moishav. He says, these things are not susceptible to moishav. So he brings over here, first of all, the first opinion that Rabbi Yossi doesn't explain why he holds these things aren't susceptible to sitting on. And then he brings another opinion, that Tiferes Yisrael, that possibly utensils susceptible to this kind of impurity, they have to be designed for people to rest on, not to sit on for other purposes. This is only according to Rabbi Yossi, not according to the other opinions we've seen. As we saw before, the bridal chair especially, we saw the other Mishnahs where he said that it is susceptible to impurity, even if some of the slats were missing. Remember that, even if some of the... Okay.